a prayer before the Blessed Sacrament. And it was his intent to establish a monastery in the city whose principal means of prayer would be a prayer to support the life of the city. And that was his hope and dream. He brought the sisters with no place actually to put them initially. And they came and they purchased a home near, which is right now would be across from Severance Hall on Euclid Avenue, which is now part of the Case campus. They later outgrew that and moved to a home on East Boulevard and outgrew that facility as well. And in the intervening years, St. Paul's was put up for sale. It became an opportunity for the bishop to establish the shrine within the Diocese of Perpetual Adoration that would offer a place for the sisters to live and perform the rules and live within the rules of their religious life and offer that daily prayer for the needs of the city, that a church in the midst of the city. And that seemed to be his whole purpose. As most contemplative monasteries are built on the fringes, away from a downtown area, it's most unusual to have a contemplative monastery in the midst of the city.